yeah, I'll be at the show. Either way. If I'm working it, I'll be at the show. If I'm just partaking in the show, then I'll be at the show.
If they don't if they don't shout us out on stage, I'm gonna be mad.
I won't even care. Whatever. Fuck you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the heart of the Heartland, it's time for Keeping It 99.
Welcome to Keep It In 99, your one-stop shop podcast for everything in the world of heavy metal, rock and roll, Northeast Ohio. Sometimes we don't give a shit. We don't do any of that. Sometimes we're scratching off lottery tickets.
Woo! Gonna win some money.
My name is Eagle, and I am joined by the future $20,000 owner, based off of these lottery Three Stooges lottery tickets, Rubber City Redbeard.
It seemed fitting. I was like, Three Stooges, I can't really go wrong with this. I'll at least win my money back.
Yeah. So how
I better at least win my money back. I don't know. You just start scratching. I have no idea. Winning numbers up the top where the bags are, and then you scratch these off, and then if you have a number, then you scratch the prize. See? Some up here at the top. So, Blackout Cookout, huh?
Yeah, man, we were at the Blackout Cookout just a little over a week ago. We saw 13 fucking awesome bands. Well, I saw.
I heard.
13 awesome bands. You heard.
Yeah, I didn't get to see, like, anybody, but... Lopan. I think I got to see some Lopan.
Yeah.
And some Laser Wolf at the end of the night.
You got to hear some Sweaty Mammoth when I ran to you, and I was like, did you hear that they shut it out the podcast? What's up, Sweaty Mammoth?
It was so awesome that they opened it, because they, like, you know what I mean? Like, the level of the opener, because it was super awesome right off the
so
rip.
Awesome.
Right, yeah, because they killed it, dude. Their set was fucking good.
God damn.
And we got that new sound system at the Outpost, and it sounded good.
Yeah.
And those guys sounded good on it. It was a good night.
I got a lot of merch that night. My wife, I believe, bought 5 or 6 Sweaty Mammoth CDs.
I was going to say, it is like the night of merch for you guys, right? Because you were buying merch left there. Like,
we every kept time running back to the trunk. Like,
yeah. Every time I looked, you were walking out the door with something else in your arms to go take to the car.
Yeah. In fact, I'm wearing a Foul Spirit shirt right now that I got at the Blackout Cookout. I feel like if I would have waited a few extra hours, I could have maybe copped some Foul Spirit shit for free. Just because while he was drinking. I feel like if I would have waited 3 hours...
Gave him a little wink.
Yeah, he straight carnied me when I first saw him. I was just like, what's up, man? It's good to see you. He's like, good to see you, too.
Hey, want to buy a CD?
Yeah, and then he's like, you know, you can get a deal if you buy the shirt with the CD. And I was like, son of a bitch.
I love deals.
I do, though. You know what? I'm more than happy to give my money to amazing bands, dude. Foul Spirits also fucking crushed it. Even with without a bass player. They didn't give a shit. There's something so punk rock about that. I can't help but to admire it.
There wasn't a bad band that night, I don't think, you know?
Right.
I didn't get to see everybody, so the backstage was, I was hearing the backstage from the front.
Right. What are the winning numbers? Oh, I got to scratch to see what the winning numbers are.
Yeah, you have the winning numbers up top, and then you have the list of numbers.
Ah, gotcha.
See?
I did.
I have a winner over here on the 7th.
Did you? I have a loser. So there's only two winning numbers, right?
Life. Yes.
18 and 10. No, nothing.
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 Ugh.
Oh, yes. Three Stooges.
I'm going to win like $1.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait for next year's Blackout Cookout. That's for damn sure.
That's, you know, the end of the night. As soon as it's over. What's going on next year?
Yeah, dude. Once again, I started fantasy booking next year's show. Where I was just like, seriously, why can't they get them? Like, yeah, you should get the Melvins. The Melvins.
They should get the Melvins.
The Melvins would fit that bill so hard.
Yeah, I lost. I won $4. I didn't win. I lost $6.
I won nothing.
Yeah. Stupid lottery. Fuck you, Three Stooges.
I'm starting to feel like the lottery's a scam. Starting to feel that way.
Yeah. Almost like it's designed for you to lose.
Yeah.
Might be onto something, dude.
Yes, sir.
Might be onto something.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
Sometimes I like playing for fun.
Yeah. It
gives me a little hope. I don't have hope for much else.
It's like video games. Yeah.
I don't have hope for much else in my life. So I buy a scratch off and I hope I win.
That's so very, very sad.
Just a little bit of hope keeps me going. So I may have a gambling problem, which I don't.
Yeah, you haven't gone up to Cleveland, up to the horseshoe stuff, right?
Like, no, like the only time I've gone up to the horseshoe I went up with somebody who was doing the gambling, and there was one time that I sat there and watched this individual lose $4,000 slowly.
Yeah.
Right? So, mm-hmm. For 5 hours, it was just twisting my gut into a knot sitting there watching all this money go. Because at $2,500, I'm going, hey, you can just start giving me money. You know what I mean? Like, because I think you're going to keep losing. So you should probably just start stuffing that money in my pockets. But yeah, like, lost all kinds of money. Yeah. Won a bunch back, but dude.
I've never been a gambling guy. I did one poker tournament in my life. And then my stepfather took me to. It was like a Moose Lodge type deal, right? Like one of those VFW places.
Old dudes.
It's a bunch of old dudes.
They're fucking old Milwaukee.
My stepdad's, he's so good at fucking poker. He's so good at playing poker. My mom swears up and down that he could be a professional. And I've watched this guy play, and I'm like, I don't know how he's so damn good, right?
Yeah.
And he plays all the time. He plays all the time. Usually breaks even or makes a little bit of something, right? He took me to a tournament because he's like, you know, I think it was my birthday or something like that. And I got knocked out so early. Right. So early. I was so nervous to where, like, when it would become my turn, I was just like, do I just tap? Because I'd be like, pass. I'm the only guy talking while everybody's
go fish. In their
gimmick. Yeah. It's like Uno. And then they kicked my ass. And then my stepdad, though, he was still in the tournament for another good two and a half hours. And so I just sat out in a car. I played maybe a total of 10 minutes, maybe 5 hands before I was just wiped out.
And he sat there probably for 5 hours playing poker.
I thought I had it with a straight. Fucking old guy beat me with a higher straight. I was like, oh. Ooh.
You're like, fuck you, Richard.
So yeah, real quick, I want to go back to the Blackout Cookout because I feel like not enough was said. The food was fucking amazing.
They had to get somebody else to cook. It wasn't Schultz this year. Schultz, he was like out of the country. Whatever job he does, like he trains people.
Oh, wow.
To do this job. So I guess his company that he works for, because he's like one of the only people in the country that does this specific thing.
Okay.
They had to fly him to Italy to like set up some machinery and teach them how to use it or some shit. Mm. So he wasn't going to be in town this year. This is the first year without Schultz's smoking pit doing the barbecue. And I think it was Kelly's barbecue. And this is a dude, he's an old cat who cooks on the side of the road in Kent. Like, he sets up down by the McDonald's down there and with a big smoker and just, like, sells on the weekends. So that's who they got to do the barbecue. I'm fucking ribs, dude. Oh, my God. I ate ribs for days.
I didn't get any of the ribs. I don't know how, I had three pulled pork sandwiches.
There was like an entire tray of ribs left over. Mm-hmm. And this never happens, right? Like, usually all the food's gone. They had a ton of fucking food this year.
Yeah.
And I took home 2 heaping plates of ribs and ate ribs for 2 days. And they were fucking delicious. That sauce that dude made, it was like, there was like jalapenos in that shit. And there was like mangoes in that shit. And orange slices or some shit. Mm. It was fucking so good.
It was so good. That mac and cheese, dude. That mac and
cheese, though. Yo, Lacey made that shit. Lacey made that mac and cheese. I was like, you made that? She was like, yeah, you guys like it? I'm like, everybody's fucking talking about it.
Yeah, that was the talk of the evening.
Wiped that shit out, dude. It was so good.
It was like mac and cheese, 3 drummers, and that, you know, that was kind of the order of all the shit people were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, because Bridesmaid was fucking it up with the 3 drummers.
They were fucking it up.
Yeah, they usually have 2 drummers playing, and they tacked on the 3rd for the Blackout Cookout.
That's so fucking cool. They brought out
a 3rd. And those guys were so... Now, mind you, this is 3 full drum sets on the stage, 3 drummers playing the exact same thing in unison, and it was tight, dude. Like, they were fucking... And I don't mean tight like you suck and you guys are good guys. I mean tight like you guys are fucking... Time-wise.
Yeah, you don't mean tight, like, you
playing
know...
Playing tightly.
You play your shit really well, but the shit that you're playing sucks.
Right.
Not that kind of tight.
Right, Nickelback.
Not that kind of... Yeah, Nickelback, right?
Right.
A lot of cool people there. I got to hang out with some awesome people, dude. I got so to fucking cool kick it with there. Fucking Tim Shaver.
Shotgun Sodomy.
Shotgun Sodomy. One of my favorite names for a band. Top 10, easily. Yeah. Easily.
And he's a brutal, guttural, fucking death metal singer, dude. He's really... Yeah. He's really good.
First time I ever saw Shotgun Sodomy, I was like, my band cannot play with this band. And because this band will fucking...
One of the most likable, hate us. One of the most likable human beings.
It's such an awesome dude.
Yeah, Tim's such a fucking laid-back, awesome dude. And it's quick to give you an eyebrow.
Yeah.
If you hear some bullshit. Good old Timmy Shopper.
Got to hang out with people like Bo McGranahan from the Rock Savages podcast and Burn Blue Sky.
What up, Rock Savages?
It's always so fucking awesome
to
see.
He stuck around. He didn't leave early. He didn't leave before. Remember when he left before I Hate God went on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a shot to talk with Nate and Bob from Sweaty Mammoth that evening. Those guys are so fucking... They're so fucking smart. As far as...
They make me feel dumb talking to him. Just like a basic conversation of like, how are you today? Fucking, I feel stupid.
But I got to learn a lot about the history of Sweaty Mammoth. We just shot the shit about music for like an hour, man. And that was me, my wife and I, we just had a blast talking with everybody. Like, that was the highlight for me, was just having a lot of great conversations with a lot of great fucking people, man. And it was an educating night. It was awesome. It was fucking awesome for a podcaster like me, for an old schlub like me.
Probably should have set up the podcast for Blackout Cookie.
I was celebrating my anniversary, bro.
I know. You told me that when you got there, and I was like, oh, that wouldn't have been proper.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have been proper. You know?
That was, Jessica and I get like one night every year kid free because we fucking make babies, right? And so
yeah.
When you fucking make babies, time is limited.
When you fuck and make babies.
Yeah. And the more babies you have, the harder it is to get somebody to watch
your babies
overnight. But now it's like at a point to where the oldest here in a year or two, he's going to be the babysitter.
Evan probably just heard that shit over there playing video games, and he was like, God, mother son of a bitch. I'm going to be old enough to go out, Dad. I'm going to be old enough to go out, and you're going to keep me in. This is bullshit. It's like a prison around here. Ugh.
He asked me the other day if we could watch The Running Man together.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh, my God, my son and I, we're going to, because he's 12. He's at that age, right? And I was just like, we're going to bond. We're going to bond over some of these crazy old Stephen King movies and shit. And so I had it set up for him the other day when he got out of school to where when he was going to walk in, I just hit play.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did, right? He gets off the bus. He walks into the house.
And I hit play.
Running Man. He's got a girl behind him. He's like, hey, this girl was waiting for me at the bus stop. Is it cool if we go out for a while? And I was like...
Oh. You were heartbroken?
Yeah, I was just like, running man's on... And the cat's in the cradle in a silver spoon. Little boy, boo, and the man. I should have started singing that to him. I do that to my dad sometimes whenever he gets, you know...
You know I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you.
So yeah, so next year, Blackout Cookout, Dick Pontius, make it happen.
Oh, he's already making it happen.
You don't have to get
it's like
the
already
Melvins,
in the
but,
works.
You know.
It's already in the works. The Melvins would be so good, though. That would be awesome.
Caligo.
Oh,
legendary Kent band.
A band that we talk about from time to time.
About every other episode where we're like, reunite, dicks! Get back, just shut up and get back together.
Well, guess what?
They shut up and got back together.
Yep. Fucking St. Valentine's Day Massacre Show. It's going to be February 17th, I do believe. It's the Saturday after Valentine's Day, 2018, at the Outpost in Kent, 4962 State Route 43, Kent, Ohio. Hit that place up for fucking tickets. 330-678-9667.
Mm-hmm.
678-WMMS.
This is one of our favorite bands from the local metal history.
Local legends.
Local fucking legends.
Because now they're all old as balls.
Yeah, well, not as balls. Well, Dylan looks
old. Gray hair and shit.
He looks, but he's lived a thousand lives.
Some of them are fat now. I know that, I believe Matt Snyder is going to be playing bass.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw Matt Snyder. Matt Snyder came into my work the other night.
Did he? Did he get a sandwich?
Yeah.
He should have got two.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking skinny.
Yeah. Eat, boy.
He's going to play well because he's a good bass player.
He's charismatic on stage, too. Like
Caligo?
Keep...
Because he really doesn't know about Caligo. Caligo's,
The energy. Well, I mean, you can find some videos on YouTube.
It's a spectacle.
The energy... Sometimes. That Caligo has is like the same level of energy that Slipknot attempts to have that they try to force on themselves. Now Slipknot's like, we have to jump during this song. We all have to do this weird shit during this song because that's what the look for the band is on stage. Caligo was more organic. It was this organic high energy when they played, like, it freaked me out. Because I've seen them dudes practice before.
Right.
And they're not like that at practice. They're a lot more chill when they're playing their shit at the practice.
Sure. But, yeah, the live setting is always different. Yeah. And they were young back then, so...
Yeah.
Like, legit had energy.
Yeah, and that was at a time where, like, energy in bands was a thing. That was, like, a big thing for a lot of popular bands. Yeah. Like, you know... I've never seen Slayer jump on stage. I've never seen Tom Araya be like,
no,
all up in
they
the
don't
air.
Have to. They're like, we're not doing that. That's not happening. But so Tyler and Josh Finfrock,
yeah,
both singing. It's like old
the
school
original.
Cleo, dude. This is gonna be so awesome. So awesome.
I also hear that Bobby Clark. Celebrity, according to our show.
I mean, he'll be in the building. He'll be in the building.
With a microphone in his hand.
You know what would be awesome is the Sham is coming down from New York.
Yeah!
And if you don't know about Caligo, they had a performance artist. If that's what you would call him, right?
Yeah.
He's a performance artist.
He was a guy
on stage.
Who...
He would paint live on stage. He would start a painting and finish it by the end of the set. Start at the beginning of the set, finish it by the end of the set. And it always went along with the theme of the show. Usually the bands... The band names were somehow involved and incorporated into the fucking painting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, either way, he's coming down. And he was like the fucking spaz of the group. Hitting people with his fucking painting frames and shit and jumping around. We got the girders that run up the top and shit. And I'm like, I already know. He's going to fucking monkey his way back. He's going to hang off shit. I know he is.
Yeah.
Whatever. It'll be fun.
We're going to be there. At that motherfucking show.
I'm happy that they're actually doing it because they've, it's been kicked around for a while.
Yeah.
And it's actually coming to fruition.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm totally stoked, man. Fucking Caligo.
Yeah.
Kids, do you like violence? Yeah. Wanna see me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids? Uh-huh. Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Yeah. Try sit and get fucked up worse than my life is? Uh-huh. My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a basic. Then why's your face red, man? You wasted.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
percent of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom does more dope than I do. I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper, make a record about doing drugs and name it after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stands and try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy at White Castle asked for my autograph, so I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
Band photos are stupid.
I don't know who this band is.
There's a band coming to the club soon. I don't want to call them out, but like if you look up shit, and you find a band of five members, and all members have their arms crossed, the Arms Crossed Posse, I believe they're called. All their arms are crossed.
You know what's funny is like the whole body language thing of like somebody who stands there with their arms crossed is a very defensive position, and they're awkward. They feel uncomfortable wherever they're at. That's why they're standing with their arms crossed, is because they feel uncomfortable. So I got five people in a band looking at me like they're awkward and uncomfortable.
Yay.
Yeah. It doesn't look cool.
Not at all.
You look like you don't know what to do.
There's another band that's reuniting, and like all I know about this band is like they have a billion band photos.
Limp Bizkit.
Close. Mm. But like all I know is that they have more band photos than they do like songs and shit, like promo photos, where it's like every week for a while they were going to different brick walls or different train tracks.
Different tree forests.
Yeah, dude. Just finding, like, all the typical, like, hey, there's graffiti under a bridge. Just fucking run up to it. Yeah. Like, somebody take our fucking picture.
Look, it says Dick behind us.
And I did that. I did that. When I was younger in the new metal band and shit, right? We did one day of photo shoots. One day ever.
Yeah, it was like the parking lot. Somewhere, right?
Kmart.
It was like Kmart. Behind Kmart
and in Kmart. And we just went to like there was like a stream and shit. And Tripp and I were scouting different locations. And I'm not going to lie, we had a blast that day. It was just me and my dudes and Bobby Walters. She was the one who took our pictures. So it was all just good friends, right? And we just had a blast. Like we ate Taco Bell and fucking, you know, got our pictures taken. And we got to look cool in a picture. But we had no, like, plan other than, we'll just find places around town and we'll get our pictures taken, you know?
Yeah.
And now when I look back at the pictures, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm glad we didn't do that every month. I'm glad, like, we didn't spend so much time. Once. Yeah, I'm glad we did that once for nostalgia's sake. But after that,
yeah, we would have been like, what are you doing?
But it's like, why are the bands always like looking mean? Why is it always brick walls?
Because
it's always brick walls, train tracks, the forest, or the graffiti bridge.
Where do you want them to take fucking pictures at?
In a bathtub.
Baskin and Robbins and shit?
Yeah, go to Baskin Robbins. Take a selfie, band photo.
Take a selfie with Flavor Number 22.
I mean, shit. All band photos look the same. Nowadays, it's just a bunch of white guys with beards. Just fucking mad. Stop being so mad, but like, don't force yourself to be silly either. Just be you. You know what I mean? Just be you.
What if how do you be you in a picture?
All right,
so like the one guy would have like a fishing pole because he likes fishing and that's what he does mostly, and then this other guy would have a gas station uniform on, Sean asked.
Yeah, because I want natural. I want.
What up, Lousy Weather Media?
I love those dudes.
What are they supposed to look like for a band picture? I mean, look, metal photos for band pictures is just dudes standing there looking kind of mean.
It's kind of mean.
Serious. So not even mean all the time. Just kind of serious, like we're here to do business. This shit's about to get heavy. That's what they look like. This shit's about to get heavy. This
shit's about to get,
There's a photo of me and Dylan Roth we took with, like, everybody in Kenmore, right? And, like, everybody in Kenmore is pretty much having a good time for the photo, and then there's, like, me and Dylan Roth on the end, and we look exactly like metal dudes.
Yeah. I've seen said photo. You got the obituary hoodie on. They all got the matching.
And we're standing exactly the same at like the angle that metal dudes would be standing at if they were in
hands
in
your pockets.
Hands in my pockets. You know what I mean?
Standing straight up.
And that was just natural, dude. That's just natural. We're like, we're metal dudes, man. It's how we take pictures.
You do look like, in that picture, you look like you're in a band.
Totally. Me and Dylan. We're like, look at our faces. We're serious.
Yeah.
Shit's about to get heavy. That's what it looks like.
Maybe, you know,
everybody else is like, yeah, what up?
You know what it might be? Maybe it might be the fact that I know that they're having a good time that day, right? They're going, they knew the night before that we got band promo shoots tomorrow, right? We got to go down to the gorge And we gotta go get our pictures taken.
We gotta go down to the trestle. Yeah. We gotta go to the trestle under the bridge.
We gotta go. We gotta show that we're with nature.
We gotta burn some wood.
But you wake up. You wake up that morning knowing that you're going. You take a shower. You brush your teeth. You do your thing. You pick out the fucking shirt that you're going to wear because you know that this is going to last forever now. It's picture day. Yeah. Band picture day.
You get metal.
What band shirt am I going to wear? Or am I going to wear an ironic funny t-shirt? Or am I going to wear a fucking button up? What will be my thing? Plan. Am I going to rock a hoodie? I would probably rock a hoodie.
I would rock a hoodie.
I'd rock a hoodie. Well, if like...
Fat guys look good.
Keeping it 99, if we had to do like a, if we did like a podcast photo shoot, right? I wouldn't let both of us wear hoodies. I would be like, you can rock the hoodie. But these people, back to these bands, they know that they're going to have a good time with their buds and they're going to get their photos taken. But then it's just like, I just feel like you spend a lot of time to not look like you want to be. Like, they what's like they look like they don't want to be getting their photos taken.
Yeah, like, it's...
There's, like, that.
Kind of a chore. But then there's also, like, the dudes who are dicks anyways, like, in the bands and shit. And they're, like, you know, they're the dudes that are going to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then their band photos convey such a feeling of...
Yeah.
We're going to make it.
We're fucking awesome. We're so fucking awesome.
Everybody else is below us. Fuck all you guys, we're fucking making it.
Yeah.
Who's Nickelback?
Hey guys, you guys want to match in a picture? You guys want to wear the same outfits, guys, for the pictures?
Guys. You know what looks really cool, dude? Is if we had zippers on our jeans, like, everywhere.
We're called Zipper Jeans, guys. What's up? Straight out of Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. We're Zipper Jeans.
You get punched in your jeans.
Zipper Jeans. Zipper! Tim the Zipper Owens.
We're going to start a fucking side project now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm Tim the Zipper Owens.
Zipper Jeans.
We're Zipper band. Jeans. We're a Judas Priest cover band that we do parodies of all these Judas Priest songs, but it's all about jeans and zippers. This song's called I Am the Zipper. I am the Zipper.
Oh, Tim.
Timmy.
I wonder if he's ever heard anything we've done.
No, I don't know.
If he has, he probably loves us.
Or hates us. I don't think there's an in-between on that one. I don't think there's an in-between.
It's probably the hate one.
Yeah, probably. Fucking losers.
Well, you know, when your Twitter is so fucking crazy.
Your Twitter is crazy, Timmy. You know, just maybe... Keep some shit to yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Pretty much like you and Donald Trump need to learn that shit.
Yeah.
You and Trump have the same Twitter fucking itis.
Yeah, it is an itis too. I think what happens is they just get frustrated with certain people. Like, they read a tweet and they're like, man, I just want to fucking tell that person to fuck off.
You know what? I bet if I fucking post this, it'll get reshared enough that they'll eventually see it.
Yeah. And then it's like, they like, don't
fuck
understand.
Kim Jong-un.
They don't understand why people are reporting about their tweets and shit, and like, you know, talking about it. And it's like, well, you published that ridiculous thought.
Yeah. Why the fuck is Donald Trump even tweeting about Kim Jong Un and shit?
Why is he tweeting? Period. That's fucking nuts. That's for like 13-year-old girls, dude.
Right.
Shit.
And bands. And podcasts.
And comedians.
Yeah.
Where everybody gets
mostly
to tell
comedians.
Where everybody gets to tell a Mitch Hedberg joke. That's all Twitter is. Recently, Lamb of God announced that, like, they're putting out a new record. I like Lamb of God. You like Lamb of God. So you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
And they're like, expect... Hey, guys.
Just so
guys,
you know.
Hey, everybody. Expect some clean tone vocals. Once again, I hate the term clean tone vocals. Just be a singer. Be like Sweaty Mammoth. Hey.
That naked can fucking sing his pants off. He's so fucking good. Yeah. Do I go, oh, Sweaty Mam is clean tone singing it? No, I'm like, that kid is a fucking soulful
singer. You know,
there's a slight comparison to Whitfield Crane in his heyday from Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh, yeah, I remember that cat.
Like, there's a similarity, but it's like the soul and just like the, I don't know, just the voice. The voice. I love Whitfield Crane. Big fan. But sing! But no, Lamb of God says, we're going to clean tone sing. We're going to try some more clean. First of all, try. We're going to try some clean tone singing.
Again, man, you don't fuck with shit that already works. Like, yeah. You know, you're fucking with your Lamb of God fans.
See how well that worked for Suicide Silence. Yeah. Suicide Silence put out a shit record, right?
Yeah.
Then they apologized for it.
Didn't sell anything.
Yeah, because at first they chastised their fans. They're like, fuck you guys for not believing in our vision.
Yeah, pulled the Chester Bennington.
They pulled the Chester, well, not as deep as Chester Bennington, but yeah.
But he was like, you know, fuck you guys.
Chester could have taken a lesson from Suicide Silence on how to react.
Yeah.
Boo, not cool.
Because Suicide Silence, they chastised their fans. Then they were like, actually, you know what, guys? After you guys didn't buy that record, you're right.
We're hearing you.
And now
our pockets are hearing you.
And now they're
sure.
going on tour and they're celebrating the 10-year anniversary of like their good shit.
Yeah, they're doing all the old shit.
Yeah, they're like, hey guys, we're back.
Hey, by the way, we're still awesome. Yeah, good for them.
That was the right thing to do.
Sure.
That's how you fix a relationship. That's like how couples get back together. You know what I mean? Was the relationship they had with their fans, they were just like, I was sorry, I was going through a thing, I was being a dick. You were right. I'm going to make it all up to you. I'm going to overcompensate. And that's what they're doing.
Lamb of God is blowing my one example that I always fucking used to use for Bobby Clark when he would try to clean tone sing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, Bobby, you don't have to do that shit. Like,
you don't have to.
You can have a career in music and not sing like that. Like, you can just do what you do because you do what you do so well.
Right.
That everybody's going to fucking love that shit, i.e. Lamb of God.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
They were the perfect example of a band that was blowing up.
He never had to fucking sing, dude. He never had to, like, sing. He was fucking, he was a growling, screaming, fucking yelling dude.
He represented the kids that are into that shit.
Album after album, it worked.
George Fisher from Cannibal Corpse doesn't, like, you know, spend the evening playing Warcraft and drinking Mountain Dew and shit, going like, you know what I want to do tomorrow? When I'm in the studio?
Change everything.
I think I want to sing like a little bitch.
I'm just gonna take everything that I have done and everything that everybody is used to and just break it.
Now, I get it.
Need fixed. I'm gonna break it.
I get the mindset of a metal singer who feels like they need to prove something to themselves. And when you're a metal singer and exclusively like a growler, right? You don't get the same credit as a singer. That guys that, you know, they're really, really good singer. Like, say, like a Jack White or something. People go, oh, Jack White's Corey Taylor's a phenomenal singer. That's the thing, though.
But he has Stone Sour.
Yeah, yeah. And he knows the difference between the two bands.
And
for the most part.
Slipknot did do that, like, Stone Sour song. It was that album they did that was very Stone Sour-ish. And I was like, what are you doing? And then Stone Sour put out a song that was very Slipknot-like. And I was like, come on, guys. Like, you're fucking, this is so ass backwards. You don't have to do this. This is fucking stupid.
That's another example of them, like, having to prove something.
Yeah, right? They're like, hey, both bands can do whatever, like, the other band can do, too. So I'm just showing you.
Like, I know, I've known plenty of metal, like, growler dudes that are like, yeah, you know, like, we're trying some clean tone stuff, and it's like, but you're really good at the growl, dude. Like, that's the shit that I come here for. That's why I'm at this show right now. But you're going to go up there, and what's up? Like, some girl broke your heart when you were 14? I got to hear about it now? Oh, cool. Yeah, I'll be your fucking therapist. That sounds great to me. No, I want to hear you murder shit.
Right.
If I'm going to a metal show, I want to go to a fucking metal show. If I want to hear pretty shit, I'll go see Ween, dude. My favorite band of all time. I'll just listen to some Ween, bro. They're the best.
He's already home when the morning rain hits his face.
They make pretty songs. Like 60, 70% of their arsenal is beautiful songs. Just beauty.
So it's like your top three Lonely Island fucking, like, if I was trapped on an island with...
I'd be fine with Just Ween, dude.
These three albums. Yeah. Just Ween?
Yeah. Pick any three Ween albums, I'm good. They're everything to me, but anyway. Listen to the song You Fucked Up, anybody out there. That's the most hardcore shit ever. So, like, they got the balls, man. Like, they fucking... Mm. They got more balls than anybody.
Give them a little snippet.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You bitch, you really fucked up. You fucked up. You sloppy little shit bitch. Will you take the beat over without no pain? You fucked up.
It's Randy Blythe. Randy Blythe he's ready to do it. He's ready to clean tone it up. And
again, start a side project, get another band.
And what cracks me up though is since then, Sully Erna from Godsmack has come out and he's like, "Hey guys, I just want to let it be known," or he's like, "Hey, it's wicked, whatever." I can't do a Boston. Yeah. You can do a Boston.
Hey, it's fucking. It's what are you guys doing over there? It's fucking wicked good.
They say they're going to make a more commercial record. Lamb
of God, it's fucking wicked good, man.
They say their next record is going to be a little bit more commercial, and I was like, I've literally heard your fucking songs in commercials, bro. Like, you are already, Godsmack is already a commercial band. There's no Godsmack fan. No Godsmack fan out there going like, "You know what I like about Godsmack? They're so fucking heavy.
They never sold out, bro.
They're so fucking heavy." No, they know what Godsmack is. It's cock rock bar bullshit. You're just like,
it's fucking button up shirts with collars and the fucking sleeves like ripped off. Not even cut off. Like just ripped off. Like all jagged and shit. Like I'm a rough fucking redneck. Like that's who listens to that shit.
But they're going more commercial. And then just a few days later, your favorite, my favorite, Rob Flynn from Machine Head is letting it be known. Do not expect the heavy on the new Machine Head record. It's going to be a lot more melodic.
What?
And it's going to be... Why is everybody like, "Hey guys, fair warning, we're pussies now.
Just so you know.
You liked us.
You're not going to like this shit.
You liked us because we were aggressive and we gave you that testosterone push that you fucking needed so desperately. Like, I'm a man, right? We're not going to do that for you right now.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make some money. We're going to try to get on the radio, guys, because the radio still exists. And
that's where the money's at. Yeah. He's on the radio and advertising.
Hey, Rob Flynn, this asshole thinks that he's Corey Taylor. Like, Corey Taylor is the voice, right? Like, anytime something in the heavy metal community becomes, like, an actual issue, Corey Taylor,
the president of metal.
Yeah, he slams the gavel down and he's like, "Okay, here's the official ruling on that." Right, that's Corey Taylor. Rob Flynn wants to be Corey Taylor.
Rob Flynn is the scummy fucking defense attorney in that courtroom.
Oh, shit.
Do you know what I mean? Corey Taylor is the judge. Oh, Gene Simmons is like the fucking bailiff.
Yeah.
Corey Taylor is the judge.
The bailiff.
Gene's just standing there, takes money from people and shit.
Now, first of all, as a heavy metal fan, the most brutal of brutal, if you will, I wasn't expecting shit from a new Machine Head record. Nothing. What is there to expect from a Machine Head record? Come on, y'all!
Yeah.
Like, whatever. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
Circle Pit!
Like, I know people that like Machine Head, but, like, Machine Head to them is, like, that glass ceiling of metal. Like, when you introduce a band like Obituary to them, they're like, "Oh, no, I'm fucking out, dude. Fucking out."
I liked Machine Head back in 96.
Yeah.
You know.
I like the song Davidian, the one...
The one fucking song the one that, like, song. Everybody knows. Because that song fucking crushes, dude. That song's awesome.
It was a really well put together
song. You know? And fuck it, if you rode your whole fucking career off everybody just loving that one song, good for you, man, that you wrote a song that fucking people still show up to all your shows just to fucking catch that song.
He's talking to you, Drowning Pool.
Oh, man. Mm. You guys.
You guys.
You know?
Wow.
Don't die.
Bodies hit the floor. This year's Ribfest.
A lot of cool people have played Ribfest, so fuck that.
Yeah, sure.
Can't use that as an insult.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's where you'll find them.
Yeah, State Fair.
Yeah. This year's Monster Truck Rally halftime show performed by Drowning Pool.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Give me a beer and a hot dog, man.
And then we'll run over with a monster truck.
My first name is a random set of numbers and letters and other alphanumerics that changes hourly forever. My last name, a thousand vowels fitting down a sinkhole to a susurrus. It couldn't just be John.
Well, my favorite time of the week. We missed a week, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Some shit happened?
Past that. We had to recharge.
Yeah.
You know, literally. It happens. You need to recharge.
Sometimes you need to recharge.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you need to recharge.
I do.
But it is that time, so you'll be able to recharge soon.
Yes.
Or you get a little boost from this.
Is it that time?
It is that time.
Badass Band of the Week! Oh. Bam!
It's like an audible 5-hour energy. Roll down your windows and blast this shit.
We're talking about Fallen Empire. We're going to show some love.
Stay awake.
We're going to show some love to like a newer local. It's like a project.
There's like some old dudes in the band, and then there's like a younger dude in the band too.
Something like that?
There's like some older dudes and some younger dudes.
Yeah, man, that's a good mix. Sure. It's a good mix. It's a good...
I know the singer's young as fuck.
He's young as fuck.
Sean Huffman. I love this kid, man. He's super awesome. I've watched him since he started singing, and he's a kid that like progressively keeps getting better and better, dude. His vocals are more solid. But he's always working on them. He's like at home right now, probably like screaming at his baby.
Thinking of a song, yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? But like not screaming at his baby out of anger, just screaming at his baby like, look what daddy can do.
Right.
And he does it well. Like Sean's a fucking, he's a beastly singer.
Yeah.
He's a beastly guy.
He's a young man living in a world, being an artist.
He's a young gentleman.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman.
Well, we'd be remiss to not mention that Sean Huffman, he sings for the band Deadleaf now. Like he joined Deadleaf a while back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Deadleaf, another a local band.
Oh. He sang for Psychosis for a minute.
Oh, yeah?
Sean did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Psychosis.
Had a mask made and everything. He did.
Yeah?
Yeah, he had his own mask.
He had his own mask.
He did.
Oh, Sean Huffman.
He had his own mask. Like some guy down in Texas makes those. Cool looking masks.
Yeah?
Awesome. Yeah, if you want a mask made, get a hold of that dude.
Yeah.
Then I don't know where they get them made at.
Do they,
yeah, he was in Psychosis. He sang for Psychosis.
Psychosis. They look like Mushroom Head.
Well, they wear masks.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's like, oh, Mushroom Head looked like Gwar.
Yeah.
When they first started, you know, the pig and the devil and the...
There was like a period, I want to say like maybe 2009 or whatever, where there was like a lot of mask bands around here. Like a bunch of bands, really, really, they all went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like that anymore. I think that there's less.
Oh, yeah, another guitar player. The guitar player's a cool dude.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's an older cat. He's probably my age.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm old as shit. But, yeah, he's a cool guy. Matthew Bay. Not to be mistaken with Michael Bay.
Yeah,
no. Explosions.
No explosions.
On stage. Explosions of metal!
I heard the song. I liked it so much, I said, we need to play this on the motherfucking podcast right away.
You made the decision.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't even have anything to do with it. Because Sean asked me last night if because you guys, you know, you had mentioned it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, I didn't have anything to do with that.
So. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It was all me. Well, I asked you about him, and you were like,
he's awesome.
Dude fucking kills.
Yeah, he's
and
awesome.
So I was like, okay, Grant's a fan, so we can...
And he's a good person, dude. Like he's a good dad to his newly born child. Oh, his kid's like 6 months old or something now.
Yeah,
I think is what he said. But I was like, holy shit! Like that long has already gone by. Yeah. So his baby's mama,
mm-hmm.
his girlfriend, Dani Sepetowski, she's the singer for Passive Aggression, and well, she's good. She sounds a lot like Otep.
Nice.
Along them lines.
But she's not an asshole like Otep.
No, she's super awesome. She actually bartends at the Outpost. So you should come out and tip her.
I think
buy CDs off her while she's bartending.
I think I got bottled water off.
That'd be a bonus.
Yeah.
That would be a bonus. You should come buy whiskey from the bar off of Danny and then also buy CDs of her, of hers.
Support your local scene. Support the fucking scene. What? Yeah, support the fucking scene, bro.
Make a fucking video.
I want to be in a band that goes on stage and starts talking about, like, support the fucking scene. And by that, I mean, like, I need money. Give me your fucking money. Some of you dickheads, you come up to me and you're like, oh, that was a great fucking show. Oh, really? You liked it so much? Why not buy a fucking t-shirt, jackass?
Yeah.
But no, you don't. You just, like, want to hang out. Maybe we'll take a fucking selfie. And sometimes you don't even have the fucking, the courage to ask me.
Like, you don't buy any of our shit and you sit over there in a fucking booth and you eat wings that you fucking ordered. $10 fucking wings.
You're telling me you ain't got the fucking money.
You ain't got no money for you a fucking CD. You're eating $10 fucking wings right in fucking front of me.
Do you know how long it took us to record the scene, right? Support the scene, bullshit.
Give me your wings, bitch.
All right, man. I said we play them out. I think we've done enough talking.
Yeah, probably too much.
I think you'd probably rather hear this song because it's heavy. It's brutal as fuck.
We'll be back next week with some other shit.
Yeah.
Sorry so late.
Sorry so late, but like, you know, I mean, we're back in the rhythm. Back in the rhythm.
Oh, there was no rhythm. There was no rhythm.
We're a polyrhythm. We're like Meshuggah.
We are that.
You're like, oh, I know what's about to come. Oh, no, it's not about to come. Oh, there it was. Damn. That's keeping it in 99. Yes, we're the Meshuggah
podcast. We are the Meshuggah podcast.
Yeah, 100%.
We're going to have t-shirts made.
Yeah, the Meshuggah podcast. Ah, expect those shirts coming soon. Yeah,
we're going to want your $10, so don't buy no fucking wings.
And when I see them, I'll be like, hey, I thought you were going to support my fucking podcast.
Yeah, give me your wings, bitch.
Till then, my name's Eagle.
Rubber City Redbeard.
Bye. Peace.
Die, man. I scream.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.